they relate to some very positive things about the police department. It's C3 policing, for instance, was got high reviews by residents in the city. And those wards where there was no C3 unit wish they had one. It seems those units are able to discuss in depth and listen carefully to the concerns of residents in a given ward and actually take action to improve quality of life issues. Less positive was the reaction to dispatching, where many residents had experiences of rude or condescending speech by dispatchers. That's a negative thing. Unfortunately, a dispatcher is the first individual within the, public safety area who a resident gets to speak with. And if they are very positive, the dispatcher enhances the views of the public towards the police department. But if they're condescending or rude, it's just the opposite.
So what is the committee recommending be done about this issue with dispatching?
Well, it recommends that they look at the entire process from hiring and training and supervision to see how the dispatchers are functioning, and perhaps those that are not functioning correctly can be retrained to improve their functioning. In addition, there were one of the concerns related to transparency and feedback. When a citizen complains about a police officer or a quality of life issue, such as trash being dumped in a vacant lot near their homes, they feel they're not getting a response from the city in terms of what's being done about it. And often the citizenry has to make repeated phone calls about the same issue before it seems to be dealt with, if it's dealt with at all. So there needs to be a greater sense of feedback to the public as to what it is the police department and or the public works department or whoever is responsible for what the issue is gets back to the public and lets them know what they're actually doing to correct that problem.
And also, the issue with the use of social media came up in the final report, or in the year-end report, I should say.
Yes, the public is somewhat frustrated sometimes that the city's website or a Facebook page or other apps don't provide them with the information that they're looking for, or feedback, or even information about when meetings are going to be held. That they could attend. So this is something I think that needs to be addressed. One of the positive things, however, is the 311 app, which maybe not everyone knows about, but if you have a smartphone, you can download it onto that smartphone. And the advantage of the 311 app is that it has a GPS built into it so that the police would know exactly where the problem is. It gives you a tracking number so you can find out what happened once you reported the issue. And you can also take photographs with your phone so that they can see exactly what the issue is.
The committee's recommending that it continue its work for another year. Why?
This year, we only had the opportunity to meet with residents in the city, either at actual ward meetings or through the website survey that we began to use in September. It's only been up for about 3 months now, but it's gotten a pretty decent response to it within that 3 months. But that's just resident responses. We'd like to meet with other parties like the C3 teams, like the IT people who are responsible for website and social media things. There are other groups that we'd like to meet with within the police department itself so that we get a different view, a better view, a more complete view of what's going on, what works, what still needs to be improved.